Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blefary. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Adair reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 0 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Green reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Palfari hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Robinson moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Adair moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Blair moves to second. John Orsino pinch hits for Dave McNally. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Blair scores. Brown moves to second. It's Orioles, 3, Red Sox, 3. Arnold Early now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Brown scores. Orsino moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Arnold Early. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Thomas now playing right field. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Stu Miller now pitching. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Bob Tillman. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Malzone moves to third. Horton moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Bob Johnson now playing first base. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.